Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A day after Russian fighter jets struck the propeller of a U.S. military unmanned drone over the Black Sea, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spoke to his Russian counterpart, Sergei Shoigu. VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman, in Washington reports it was one of the few such calls since Russia invaded Ukraine more than a year ago.
Defense Secretary Austin says it was key that someone in Moscow answered his call. During the early months after Russia invaded Ukraine, Russian officials refused to take such calls from the U.S. military. Austin declined to tell reporters what he said to Shoigu, but made clear to the journalists at the Pentagon,
"The United States will fly and operate wherever international law allows."
Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley says the U.S. is trying to find out why Russia's actions have changed lately.
There is a pattern of behavior recently where there is a little bit more aggressive actions being conducted by the Russians. We think we haven't completed our analysis as to why that's happening. And it wasn't just involving us. There was some incidents earlier with the British and some other nations as well. So there is a pattern of behavior going on here, and we have to figure out exactly what the way ahead is.
North Korea fired a long-range ballistic missile into the sea between the Korean Peninsula and Japan on Thursday, hours before South Korea's president was due to fly to Tokyo for a summit expected to discuss ways to counter the nuclear-armed North. North Korea has conducted multiple missile launches this week amid ongoing joint South Korea-U.S. military drills that Pyongyang condemns as hostile actions. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Cyclone Freddy is finally set to move away from land after killing hundreds and displacing thousands after it barreled through Mozambique and Malawi since late last week, the AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Continue to fall in the storm-ravaged region of Blantyre in Malawi. Over 200 people have died in the country since Hurricane Freddy made landfall days earlier. Local government minister Richard Chimwendo Banda,
"The Lord's hampering our efforts to reach out."
In Kelimani in Mozambique, UNICEF Mozambique spokesperson Guy Taylor said although the storm is finally clearing, new problems such as cholera have emerged for the displaced.
Also malaria, of course, is a big risk when you have large quantities of standing water around for mosquitoes to breed in.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Up to 9% of some African nations' budget is being spent on responding to extreme weather events, according to findings revealed at a UN conference in Ethiopia on Wednesday. Climate change, along with the Ukraine war and a global financial downturn, are the main reasons why the economy shrank year-on-year in 2022, according to findings presented at the meeting. Africa contributes less than 4% of global greenhouse gas emissions, despite being home to 17% of the world's population. Many nations have limited capabilities to deal with the impacts of climate change. For the first time, scientists have created baby mice from two males, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Researchers in Japan took skin cells from the tails of male mice and transformed them. Their process converted male mouse stem cells into female cells and produced functional egg cells. They fertilized those eggs and implanted the embryos into female mice. About 1% of the embryos grew into live mouse pups. Researchers say the pups appear to grow normally and were able to become parents themselves in the usual way. The work was published in the journal Nature. This raises the distant possibility of using the same technique for people. I'm Ed Donahue.
There's a new top dog among purebred dogs in America, AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Brandy Munden with the American Kennel Club says for the first time in three decades, the United States has a new favorite dog breed.
People really love the French Bulldog.
Owners describe the flat-faced breed as comical, friendly, and loving.
Everybody's always going to love the lab. It is what it is. But when it comes to registrations, the Frenchies really pulled ahead.
French Bulldogs are known to suffer breathing, skin, and other health problems, and their popularity has made them a target for crime, such as the 2021 shooting of Lady Gaga's dog walker. The nation's other most popular pure bred dogs include golden retrievers, German shepherds, poodles, bulldogs, and Rottweilers. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm